Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have you all tuning in, ready to chop up some good game on today's show. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. Call in. I might take some calls. Let me know what's up. We're going to take a real quick commercial break. So don't you move a muscle. Let everybody know that we're on live right now. I know I'm late doing this show, but we're live. And we're going to chop it up real good, family. So let everybody know we're live. Join in. We're going to take a real quick commercial break. We'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio. Don't you move a muscle, everybody.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Yo, you need to check out jcscashbackmall.com. It's your new online shopping experience, and it has all the places that you already shop and trust, even Amazon. It's all right there at one easy location. They bring the mall to your fingertips 24/7, and they're not like all these other so-called discount malls. Here today, gone tomorrow. Our cashbacks are the way that you shop. So go to jcscashbackmall.com. Shop here today. It may be hard on the eyes, but it's easy to navigate and it's easy on your pocket. JCScashbackmall.com.
You rap, sing, have a band? Then you need CD duplication. Visit www.atlantadisc.com. AtlantaDisc.com is the premier company for CD duplication. We offer 100 CDs duplicated for $39. That's AtlantaDisc, AtlantaDisc.com. Or call us at 678-780-1722. The process is easy and affordable. AtlantaDisc.com, 678-780-1722.
Yo, check out the black-owned business called AshKicken.com. They have all-natural health and beauty and fragrance products. Their products like body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, unique incense burners, unique incense sticks, scented candles, and so much more are the best in the business. So go to AshKicken.com. That's AshKicken.com. You know, our youth, especially our communities, are plagued with chronic diseases at an enormous rate. From diabetes, heart disease, cancer, obesity, the whole nine yards, we need to do something about it. You can help lower chronic disease rates and help kids learn about health by investing in Body Cycle. Now, this is a health education game app for kids 12 and up. You can go to Kickstarter.com, search Body Cycle, or go to healthneurotics.com. NEUROTICS, or go to Instagram at Health Neurotics, and there's a link in the bio that you can click. The campaign on Kickstarter ends on July 3rd, 2018, so get involved, healthneurotics.com.
Eric Mitchell from Sancori presents an exclusive one-off historical event in Birmingham with lectures from Dr. Joy DeGroop, the acclaimed author of Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome, and the film director and author Tariq Nasheed on Sunday, 17th of June, 2018 at the Hope Suite Villa Park B66HE. Dr. Joy DeGruy will present a dynamic lecture about the legacy of white supremacy and its impact and how to disrupt systems of oppression and heal our communities. This presentation will also cover the history of white supremacy and its continued systemic influence in every major institution. Tariq Nasheed, a relationship expert, will lecture on the outside influences that sabotage black male and female relationships, solutions for stronger black relationships, and issues related to colorism. Event starts at 3:30 p.m. and finishes 10 p.m. This is a ticket-only event. Costs £25 plus booking fee. Tickets from Hatman Store and www.trauma-healing.eventbrite.co.uk. Contact Eric on 07837-620967. Join us. Be part of history in the making. Be the healing.
Hey, what's up, family? Have you ever considered making money from your phone? Well, nowadays, it's as simple as pressing a button. You need to check out my dude, Elijah, over at phoneappmoney.com. He has extensive experience with rideshare and delivery apps like Uber, Uber Eats, Lyft, Postmates, just to name a few. And he has several YouTube videos that will teach you how to use these apps as a source of part-time or full-time income. So, yo, you want to get that money up right now? Go to phoneappmoney.com right now to start making money on your phone.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Crispin, everybody. And I got a brand new video game app out right now, everybody. It's called Crispy's Biscuits, everybody. And you can get the Crispy's Biscuits app right now on the iPhone Apple Store, everybody. And you can also get it on the Google Play Store, everybody. As a matter of fact, everybody, it was the number one game on Google Play all last week, everybody. The game is so exciting, everybody. There's 10 levels you can help me get through, everybody. Where I'm dodging bottles of lotion, everybody. I'm dodging hair clippers, everybody. And I'm dodging taco meat, everybody. So get the Crispy's Biscuits game right now, everybody, at crispysbiscuits.com, everybody. Now I'm about to do my coon laugh, everybody.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You're now tuning into the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Hey, family, we're back. Welcome back to Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. Glad to have y'all tuning in. I know I'm doing the show a little late this week, but I'm here. I've been taking care of a lot of stuff. Getting ready to go to the UK to chop it up with the family pretty soon. And I'm going to tighten up this Mink Slide album. We're getting that Mink Slide album, highly anticipated. That album is going to be ready by this summer. So we're getting that real tight. But we're here. Shout out to all the Zoes, all the Haitians. Today is Haitian Flag Day. So shout out to the Zoes. Y'all go to 1804movie.com to get the best-selling documentary film about the Haitian Revolution, 1804movie.com. The Hidden History of Haiti, very good movie if you haven't seen it. And also go to hiddencolorsfilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Ladies and gentlemen, sak passe, mamboule. A lot of stuff we got to get into, man. I got to touch on a lot of stuff before I get into the whole terror attack that happened down in Texas. I want to get into some other stuff before that. And speaking of the UK, you know, they're having the Meghan Markle wedding. That's the black lady, the light-skinned sister who's getting married to Prince Harry. That's who she's getting married to, right, family, in the chat room? Prince Harry. Yeah, they're making it out to be this fairy tale wedding. They're almost putting a Cinderella spin to it. They've been trying to make this girl a poor hood, light-skinned black girl. They've been trying to low-key sling that angle. Like, this is a major come-up for her as a negress, as a tragic mulatto. That's the theme that they're kind of spinning with this whole marriage thing. But, you know, more power to her. But, you know, what's interesting, this Meghan Markle young lady, her dad, I'm suspecting he could be a white supremacist because she has a half-brother, and the half-brother was talking real greasy about her, saying that she can't be trusted. He's all white, by the way. The half-brother is full white. He's an older white dude from a relationship with their father and some other woman. But her dad won't walk her down the aisle. And a lot of folks are suspecting that, you know, it's because of a strained relationship, and they're making him out to be, you know, it looks bad that her father's not walking her down the aisle. I think they're going to have Prince Charles actually walk her down the aisle. But the thing is, you know, the media, they don't want a story about a deadbeat white father, because that's what this looks like when the dad ain't walking the daughter down the aisle. It looks bad on the white dad. It looks real bad. So you know the white supremacist media, they're not going to let a white dude get out there and hang by himself. So do y'all know what they did? Did y'all see the story where they tried to tie in Serena Williams' dad? They literally had to go through leaps and bounds to bring up a black man and throw him under the damn bus. The media start running a story talking about, well, Meghan Markle's dad ain't there, but she's not alone. Serena Williams' dad didn't walk her down the aisle either. We're talking apples and goddamn oranges, man. I mean, they did leaps and twists of logic in order to throw Richard Williams under the damn bus. They had to find a way to spin the story where they can find a brother and throw him under the damn bus. I mean, it has nothing to do. One has nothing to do with the other. That's how desperate the damn media is now to spin a negative anti-black narrative. Richard Williams probably somewhere eating a barbecue pig feet sandwich like, why my name in this shit? Oh my God. It's almost funny at this point, the way they had to just go through the leaps and bounds of logic to throw Richard Williams under the bus. Richard Williams didn't walk Serena down the aisle because he said he was nervous, so it wasn't no nefarious reason. He just said he was kind of nervous. He's not in the, he don't like the spotlight like that. He's a low-key brother. You dig? And he probably knows what's up. He probably knows that Serena's about to get finessed like Halle Berry just got finessed. Did y'all see the story about Halle Berry? Halle Berry had to pay, she was ordered to pay some money to her, or show up to court to pay a settlement to her white ex-husband. These white ex-husbands of Halle Berry and ex-baby daddies or whatever they are finessing. Like I said, Eric Benet and David Justice didn't finesse. Boy, when bed winching go wrong, well, the bed winching, it goes all the way wrong, don't it? You dig? But speaking of bed winching going wrong, this is something kind of tragic. There was a sister who used to be a Playboy model, a former Playboy centerfold. Her name was Stephanie Adams out of New York. And there was a story. She's 46 years old, still looking good, but she had a baby by a white dude, a chiropractor, real, real white dude. There was a story saying that she jumped out of a window to her death with her 7-year-old child by the white guy. And the media, they're saying that she was distraught because of visitation. She couldn't take her son to Europe where she has another boyfriend. So I guess she's bedwinching out there in Europe. So they said that she jumped out of a window. That's very sad that she jumped out of a window with her 7-year-old son. And we have to look deeper in this because understand, I don't buy everything at face value. When they say that black folks committed suicide, I'm always asking questions. Just like down in Atlanta, there was a black woman off Old National by a Walmart. They said she hung herself. This is the second time in a couple of weeks that some black person in Atlanta, quote unquote, hung themselves. But the thing is with this Stephanie Adams lady in New York, a lot of folks don't know. A few years ago, back in 2012, I think, she won a $1.2 million lawsuit against the NYPD. The NYPD roughed her up. They roughed her up a little bit and she filed a lawsuit and won. And we all know that these law enforcement agencies, they are Gestapo units. They will take revenge. Somebody in the chat room said, how do I find out this information? Man, all I do is study white supremacy. While y'all are out there at the club dancing and smacking white booty, I'm out here studying these white supremacists. And understand this. This Stephanie Adams, she won a lawsuit against NYPD. You understand? She won a nice little chunk of change. Somebody said it was reduced still. She got some change. And we all know that the NYPD, they're corrupt to the goddamn bone. They've always had revenge Gestapo units. They don't take an L lightly, The NYPD, they do not take an L lightly. And the thing is, I want to know, did she jump from a window or was she pushed from a damn window? You better ask that question. Don't think just for a minute the media is saying something that is true. That woman could have easily been pushed out that damn window. You notice a pattern whenever black women or any black person challenges law enforcement, especially NYPD, they end up dead or some shit. There was another black woman. Remember I talked about this black judge out there in New York. Black woman, damn near 70 years old. She was one of these people who was challenging these police units and convicting them and busting up these little Gestapo units that they had. She was really challenging a lot of the brutality in New York. I can't think of the sister's name. But they found her in the damn river in New York. Remember? They tried to say it was a suicide. I knew that was bullshit. No woman that age is going to commit suicide by jumping in water. And later on, after I said that, they did an autopsy and they didn't find no water in her lungs. And they kept that real quiet and that story just disappeared. But they didn't find any water in that woman's lungs, meaning that she was killed before she was dumped in the river. So don't you think that just because the media says somebody committed suicide, that shit is true. Every time somebody black come up on some paper, all of a sudden they done jumped out of a fucking window. I don't believe that. Where's my man Carl the Promoter? What was that, that Jamaican restaurant chain where they said the proprietor of that, the brother who owned those chains, they said he committed suicide. I always thought that was funny. He had a very successful chain of Jamaican restaurant lines. I don't believe that at all, man. I don't believe that shit. Yeah, my man Andre Taylor, Gorgeous Dre. They said his brother won a lawsuit, right? Golden Crust. There you go. Thank you, family, in the chat room. Golden Crust. But my man Andre Taylor, I got to get Gorgeous Dre on the show, by the way. My man up there in Seattle. Did his brother win a lawsuit? Then the police ended up killing him. I don't believe some of these. Man, come on, man. These shits are suspicious. These people do revenge killings. Understand. Remember, the brother who got killed out here in SoCal not too long ago, he was at a Walmart and the police came up and started shooting rounds in the car, just start blasting. That was a hit because that brother had ran from the police sometime a few years earlier and he was on probation, but he ran from the police and got away, and that was a hit. Corinne Gaines, that was another hit. She was challenging the police all the time, and they were harassing her. They came in and shot her and her five-year-old son, and he lived. Yeah, I don't believe these suicides and all these mysterious deaths, people who challenge the police and white supremacy, all of a sudden they end up dead. My brother, Darren Seals, I paid for Darren Seals' funeral. His mysterious ass death that looked like it was a hit by the damn police. He got burned up in a car, shot and burned up in a car in broad daylight. You understand? When people start challenging these folks, remember, hell, this is all over. When black folks start doing things that's going to generate some income, especially, or get some big money from somebody, we mysteriously end up dead. Remember the story about the brother in South Africa not too long ago? This brother created this water system, this water filtration system, a very unique system over there in South Africa. Shout out to my South African brothers and sisters. And all of a sudden, he fell out of, they didn't say it was suicide because, you know, people and brothers and sisters in South Africa ain't killing them damn selves. So they said he slipped and fell out of a damn window. And then this white group, this white company, got his idea and patented his idea. Now they're making money off of it. Y'all look that up. We all know Dr. Sebi's death was real funny style. So we got to stop believing everything these people tell us, family. I don't know if that woman really jumped out of a window. Then you said, but something, nothing happens to me. Nigga, do you know how many death threats I get on a daily basis? Are you insane? somebody said nothing happens to me. I get death threats on a daily basis. You see all these anti-Tariq videos, all these niggas out here making these videos about me every day. You think these niggas ain't the CIA and the FBI? These niggas make open death threats on my ass all over YouTube. And I don't report them. I just let them stay up. And these niggas' videos don't really get taken down like that. You think that's not by design? Niggas making open death threats on a daily basis. Niggas putting up directions to my house all on the internet. You think these niggas ain't the feds? Man, please, I'm just about that life. If I go, we go. You dig? You better ambush me or some shit. Because if I go, we go. You dig? But what I want to talk about today, I want to talk about this terrorist attack that happened down there at Santa Fe High School down there in, is it Galveston? Where my Texas family? Where's my Texas family? Down in Galveston, Texas. I think it's in Galveston. And there's another, same MO. It's the same MO. It was a little white supremacist, little 17-year-old white supremacist. Went in there and shot 10 people, 10 students. And the media, they're doing their regular song and dance. They're talking about, well, he was bullied. His name is Demetrios Pagortis. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. He's his family is Greek. And I'm going to get on the significance of that in a minute. But they're doing the whole, oh, he was bullied. Oh, gun rights, gun control now. All the bullshit deflection. The media is so full of shit and they know it. They're talking about conservative this, liberal that, NRA this, gun control, more school security, all this dumb shit. All deflections. Let me tell y'all something. These are organized terror cells all around the country. The common denominator in most of these mass shootings, damn near all, by the way, I would almost suffice to say all, but almost all, the common denominator in almost all of these shootings, if you notice, the shooters have some type of white extremist ideologies. Almost all of them. I mean, it goes all the way back. We go back to the 90s, even before then, but the Timothy McVeighs, all of these mass killings, really starting after 1990. You know, you had Ruby Ridge and all that. That was a whole white supremacist enclave. But really starting after the 90s, and this was really by design, they were planning this stuff in the 80s. There were these white supremacist groups who basically waged war against the United States government because they felt all the gains that so-called non-white people got during the civil rights and the loss in Vietnam, when they came back over here, the white supremacists felt like they were losing. So they started organizing in the late 70s. That's when they had books like the Turner Diaries. They started laying out their plans then. And that's the thing about the white supremacists. They play chess. Black folks, we wait till the last damn minute to find out what to damn do. The white supremacists, they be plotting shit for 30, 40 damn years. They teach the next generation how to finish the plot and the plan. But, you know, the rise of the David Dukes, all this stuff happened in the late 70s. In the 80s, they straight out waged war and started planning what they were going to do. And they're starting to carry it out now. They talked about bringing the war home. Yes, somebody in the chat room said that. Bring the war home. Very good book. Very good book. This white lady breaks that shit all the way down. But they were plotting and planning this stuff. They were talking about blowing up federal buildings and challenging the federal government and really destroying the United States government so they can create a white utopia. That's what their plan is. And they have terror cells, and they talked about creating cells. They talked about this. So it will be leaderless. They talked about having a leaderless movement. They talked about this in the 80s. This is why in the 90s you started hearing the term lone wolf. And they talked about infiltrating the media. They talked about infiltrating law enforcement, and that's exactly what they've done. I mean, they're doing everything by the letter, and it's documented. But the thing is, they know how to stay on code. They know how to keep their mouth shut and just talk among each other. Whereas black folks, it's hard for us to get on code. You got to spell it out to niggas. And even if you spell it out, niggas go tell. We got a habit of just running to Zaddy and telling every goddamn thing. But you notice all of these mass killings targeting the government, targeting schools, targeting federal buildings. That's to destabilize the American government so that they can really destroy the government. And they want to destroy the government so that they can get to their real target, the black folks, and really get us where they want us to be, meaning in concentration camps or plantations or us being mass euthanized. You understand? So black folks, y'all, it's been past time for black folks to be serious. But understand, these are not lone wolf killings. These are terror cells, and they're connected. When you look at the Dylan Roofs, all these people, he's not a lone wolf. He had the ideology of these white supremacists worldwide. He was utilizing the same words, the same ideology. Don't be fooled by all that gun talk. They know all that gun reform bullshit. They ain't taking nobody's guns. Ain't nobody's gun is going to get taken. They ain't taking no guns. But this guy here today, he's just like all the other ones. You look into his background. This, what's his name? Demetrios, this guy, they saw on his Facebook page that has now been deleted. He's sending out codes. He had a black trench coat. He took a picture of a black trench coat, and he had a Nazi symbol on it, which was the Iron Cross. And he even broke the symbols down to a certain degree. On his Facebook page, he says, "I got the hammer and sickle equals rebellion. The rising sun equals kamikaze tactics. The Iron Cross equals bravery. Baphomet equals evil. Cthulhu equals power." Now, the hammer and sickle, that's an ode to Russia. And understand, these white supremacists are really trying to tie in with Russia. This is why this whole Russian thing is going on with Trump. These white supremacists are really holding hands and getting in alignment with Russia, because there's a big white supremacist movement in Russia. You know, all those Richard Spencer alt-right dudes are really connected into that whole Russia thing. So that's where the hammer and sickle thing comes from. The rising sun, that's the Japan thing. Understand what the Nazis said. The Japanese, they're honorary Aryans. I've been deciphering these symbols all day. I've been deciphering these symbols to the point where the media had to pick up and say, "Hey, this guy has some white supremacist views," because I kept breaking it down. The Iron Cross, we know what that is. That's that Nazi shit. That's directly tied to the Nazis. Another thing that went over people's head was the Baphomet symbol that the guy had on his jacket. Now, the Baphomet symbol, understand this. The Baphomet symbol, it's used by an international white extremist satanic organization called the Order of Nine Angels. A lot of these people, they're quote-unquote atheists. Not only are they're not really atheists, they believe in Satanism. They think Satanism is a good thing. And they tie the white supremacist movement into that. But the Order of the Nine Angels, that's a UK organization. And understand, notice how these guys, they're international with their shit. You notice how they have an international network? Hold on. Somebody keeps asking me why I don't answer calls. Can y'all block this motherfucker out the chat room? Just get him out. Just block him. If you're asking the same questions over and over, if somebody's doing that, my mods, ban the fuck out of him. James Earl Moans, get that motherfucker up out of here like Sandman Sims. You got info. Brother, you need to put your info in the thing. Brother, don't say the same shit in the chat room over and over. I'm flowing. Yeah, we got you up out of here, Death. If you got some information, put it in the chat room, brother. But like I was saying, that Baphomet symbol is is connected with the Order of the Nine Angels. Now, the Order of the Nine Angels, that's a group that's also associated with the Nazi group Atomwaffen. The Atomwaffen, that's another group, a white supremacist militia group that's built on terror tactics. All right, now I want y'all to look up the symbol of Adam. If you're looking at this show live, I have a picture of the shooting suspect. I have his mugshot, and there's a picture of somebody from Atomwaffen holding up the flag, the Atomwaffen flag. All right, and the skull face, that's their symbol. Now remember, Atomwaffen, they're connected to that shooting that happened in Texas last November at that school. At a church. I want to say Sandy something, but it wasn't Sandy something. I forgot the name of that city. But there was a church out there in Texas. I want to say it was by San Antonio or it was by Austin. It was by one of those cities down there in southern Texas. Understand, there's a lot of these attacks happening around southern Texas. But this Atomwaffen group, one of their members shot up that church. He shot up a bunch of people at that church. And the witnesses said he had a face mask on that was the symbol of a skull. So he was connected to that Atomwaffen group. As a matter of fact, somebody posted on one of the white supremacist websites, hey, watch out tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to carry out an attack. They even said it. Sutherland Springs. There you go. Thank you, family. Sutherland Springs. That's where that was. But look this up. Look all this shit up I'm telling you. That guy, his name was James Alexander Field. And he was associated with Atomwaffen. Now, also, Atomwaffen, they're associated with Vanguard America. That was the group out there in Charlottesville who's one of their members. No. I'm getting the names wrong. No. The David Patrick Kelly was the guy in Texas who shot up the church with Atomwaffen. Atomwaffen is also connected with Vanguard America. And Vanguard America, one of their members was James Alexander Field. That was the guy who committed the murder out there in Charlottesville. So I'm just showing you how all these people are connected. Now, the guy, the suspect today, his dad is from Greece. His dad is Greek, and his dad is a far-right dude. You look at his dad's Facebook page. His dad is like, he likes Fox News. He likes the NRA. He's one of those dudes. Now, understand, in Greece, there's a major white supremacist group called Golden Dawn. They're a big white supremacist group out there in Greece. Remember, speaking of Greece, that Milos guy, he's Greek. That white supremacist gay dude, he's Greek. So remember that. The alt-right leader. But the thing, yeah, somebody said I should do a connection board. Yes, I should do a whole big board just connecting all this stuff because I study their symbols all day. But the thing is, the Golden Dawn, if you look at their symbol, and you guys can Google it, it looks very similar to the Atomwaffen symbol. You understand? So I'm just showing you how all these people are tied in and how these are not random isolated incidents. Now, this guy today, this killer, he had pipe bombs, remember? Not only did he shoot the school up, he was going to blow up some shit too. He had pipe bombs, all right? Now, understand, a couple of months ago in Texas, right around that same area, right in Austin, again, that southern Texas area, a white supremacist out here mailing pipe bombs to people's houses and black folks. Most of his victims were black. And they were prominent black people too. See, the media, they're not tying all this stuff together. They're actually trying to downplay this stuff. But the Austin bomber was out there mailing bombs to black people's houses. You understand? This is not stuff operating in a vacuum here. All this stuff is connected. Now, also, this happened a couple of days ago in Texas, in Houston. About 2 days ago, there was a little 13-year-old black boy who got kidnapped by a group of white supremacists. Did y'all hear about that? And I've been tweeting this over and over again. The media, the mainstream media, they're going out of their way to bury this and not even acknowledge it. But Kavion Parker, that's his name. He's 13 years old. He was getting off the bus. Some white supremacist teens grabbed him and put him in a truck with an older white supremacist. And they drove him to a vacant house where there were guns and all types of other shit. And they beat this kid. They abused him. They assaulted him. I don't know. They're kind of hush-hush on what exactly they did to him. I hope they didn't sexually assault this boy. But they were texting his mother because they took his phone. They were texting his mother saying they're going to kill him. They were going to lynch him. They were going to kill him. This happened a couple of days ago in Texas. He managed to escape. He ran and escaped, and he was running down the street, and his sister saw him, and she brought, you know, got help for him. And what's funny, while they were trying to explain what happened to the police, because the sister who found them, she was videotaping, the police was acting real funny style. The police was acting like real flipping about it. The police were acting like they were almost in on it to a certain degree. The media was acting, not the media, but the police, they were acting real funny style about it. And that's why they haven't found these perpetrators. So there's no way they did not know. I mean, they've been to the abandoned house. They saw the guns. The police saw everything, but they don't have any suspects. So the police are in on this. The police are 100% in on this. So the thing, black folks, we got to understand where we are. And let's go even deeper. We got to understand where we are. Before I go into that, black folks, you don't let your kids out by themselves for no reason. I know some of y'all got to work or whatever, but fuck that. I've said this a million times. The climate that we are in, we cannot have black children walking around by themselves at all. It's way too dangerous, and these white supremacists are going for easy, soft targets. They're going for women, and they're going for children. That's who they're going after. And the police themselves, they're letting the police go after the black males, the strong black males, because then you can just shoot them down easily. See, the police, it's, you just can't shoot down children and women like that. There's just no way to spin that. You know, that's just going to look bad any way you cut it. You can't do that in large numbers. If you're shooting down women and children in large numbers, there's just no way to spin that. You can't say, I feared for my life with no kid over and over again, or I feared that this woman who's unarmed was going to do something to me. That's going to make you look like a big old pussy. But with a black man, you can always say, oh, I thought that nigga had a gun. You can play that role. So they're leaving the race soldiers to get at the black men, and they have deputized other white supremacists to go after the women and children. Black folks, we're supposed to be 100% on code right now. We're supposed to be 200% on code. Now, let's not make this just a Southern thing, because up in upper state New York, there was a black woman driving with her son. She was in a car. A group of white supremacists ran her off the road and started smashing her car windows out, calling her all types of niggas and telling her she needs to get out of the country. This happened a couple of days ago in upstate New York. These white supremacists are on code, and they're having organized attacks against us. This is why so many of them are calling the police on us everywhere we go. They're calling in these race soldiers in the hope of them showing up and launching an attack. They understand what the game is. They know that if the police show up, there's a high chance of them committing a murder against us. They know that. They're calling in these murders now. That was in Troy, New York. Thank you in the chat room. That was in Troy, New York, near Albany, right? Okay. But the thing is, they're letting us know what the deal is. And there's nowhere to hide. You can't be like, well, I'm a kid, they're not going to harm me. Yes, they're going after the kids. You can't be like, I'm a woman, they're not going to do nothing to me. They're going after the women. You can't be like, oh, I'm just poor and I'm broke. No, they're going after the poor. You can't be like, well, I'm black and I'm rich. They're going after the rich. Look at what happened to our brother T.I., the rapper. T.I. was coming home. He didn't have his gate key or something like that. And he got into a little disagreement with the security guard at his housing complex. So from what I understand, they had to call Tiny. Tiny let him in. But after he went in, he came back to talk to the guard, because I think the guard cursed at Tiny or something like that. So T.I. went back to talk to him, and then the guy called the police on T.I., and T.I. got arrested. And there's video of T.I. at the police station, and the race soldier was using the I'm white and I say so logic. Now, they said that T.I. got arrested because he was drunk and belligerent. Bullshit. When T.I. was talking on video at the police station, he didn't seem drunk at all, and the police officer was on some I'm white and I say so shit. T.I. was like, I would like to know why I was arrested. You said I was arrested because I was acting a fool. And the cop was like, yeah, you acting a fool. He's like, well, I just went to ask a question. And the cop was like, well, you trying to argue with me? Like, sir, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to get an answer to my question of why I was arrested. And the cop was like, well, you shouldn't have went back there to talk to the guard. He was like, well, that's my right. I got million-dollar houses over there. I can go and talk to the guy. It's my right to go talk to him and ask him a question. So they were doing some I'm white and I say so shit. So T.I. wasn't drunk. I mean, they were just I'm white and I say so. And that's how it is right now. He was calm as hell. But this just shows, black folks, we got to get our code game all the way in order, because the so-called authorities are not going to help us. The authorities are in line with the terrorist cells against us. That's the reality. And these terror cells are out to get us any and everywhere they can. They're going to have ambush attacks. We got to be on top of our game. We got to be in defense and offense mode to protect ourselves. We have a God-given right to protect ourselves. I just saw something in Alabama where a brother went to take back an item that he bought. He bought an item there. He took it back to, I think, Walmart or something. Some store he took it back to, and they called the police on him, talking about he looked like somebody who stole something. And the cops came and gave the brother a hard time, and the brother was very emotional. He was like, man, why would y'all do a person like this? And let me say this. We got to get off that, family. We got to get off this thing where we crying and trying to figure out why, Lord Jesus. We got to get off that shit. Because this stuff ain't happening like monthly no more. This shit is happening. It ain't even happening weekly. It ain't even happening daily. This shit is happening damn near hourly now at this point, where we're getting hemmed up by some race soldiers and their deputized citizens. It's happening on a regular basis. Yes, I'm going to talk about the sister who almost got jumped by those Asian kids. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Speaking of that. But yeah, it's time for the fuck shit to stop. And this is why, you know, we've been going hard on fuckboy publications like The Root, publications owned by whites who try to push a narrative to black society, teaching us to be weak, feminine, and docile, because that's what they're trying to do. We don't have anybody protecting these communities, because places like The Root and Madame Noir and Ebony, they say, well, niggas need to have on sundresses. That's gonna make you a real man. Being straight, that's toxic masculinity. You have this garbage being pushed into black society, and we don't have a protection mechanism. We don't have grown-ass men out here stepping up to the plate, fighting back and protecting. And we can't have it both ways. People want to have it both ways. They want to say, well, how come men ain't protecting? Well, no, you can't sit up here and make dudes put on a sundress and tell them that it's okay to suck a dick and open your ass. If that's what you want to do, I don't knock your lifestyle. But if you're promoting that and saying that that's the way to go and being straight is somehow evil, now that's propaganda. Now we're getting into propaganda. When, if you want to have a gay lifestyle, I don't knock you. I mean, you like what you like. But when you sit up here and make it seem like being a straight person, a straight black man, really, is evil and toxic, now that's propaganda. So the root should be forever canceled. Nothing they do should be taken seriously at this point. And it should have never been taken seriously. Because it's too late in the day for that type of propaganda to be pushed to us. We need riders. We need soldiers. We need dudes who ain't worried about getting their sundress stained to get up here and step up to the plate against these white supremacists and protect the community. Because the root ain't telling you what to damn do. The root ain't telling you to step up and protect the community. They damn sure ain't telling you that. They're telling you how to suck a dick and submit. Ebony ain't telling you what to damn do. Madame Noir ain't telling you what to do. They're telling you to hike your ass open and let Zaddy have his way. That's what they're telling you. They're not telling you anything that's going to protect you. We need riders out here. These white supremacists are real bold because in their community, they're up here training. They've been in the woods for decades, practicing, training, doing combat with fatigues, and we out here with skinny jeans. And when we look at these fight videos, that's what we see. When we see somebody getting gaffled up, like there was a video that I posted that went viral. I posted it on Twitter. It got like 1.5 million views. I also posted it on Instagram. This black girl down in San Diego at Mira Mesa High School. Her name is Herica. That's her name. And we chopped it up on social media. We chopped it up. Real nice sister. She goes to high school there. I posted a video. These Asian, look like they might, some of them might have been Hispanic, but look like mostly Asian girls tried to jump her. It was about six of them. And it was from another incident that happened a day or so before where it was some older Asian chicks and their moms and aunts came and jumped a little black girl after school. So they were trying to jump her, this Herica guy. She didn't really want to fight. She was kind of backing up, but then they were pushing up on her, so she put the hand of Ogun on her ass. That sister beat the brakes out the motherfuckers real fast. She was snatching and slapping and punching the shit out of them. She put the fangs on their ass. She lift their asses up quick. That sister had the spirit of Harriet Tubman in her ass. That sister was getting it in. She beat the shit out of that whole squad. And I posted the video on Instagram and I saw a couple of Asian cats getting up in the chat room or getting on the post in the comments section. They were butthurt. They were salty about it and ended up getting the post taken down. It was going viral on my Instagram. But they had it taken down, some of the butthurt Asians. Because the thing is, all these videos of Asian men beating up sisters, you know, we see them all over the place. They get these sisters and hem them up. Now this sister beats a whole squad of people up. And now people want to cry and say, oh, violence ain't the answer. Oh, why are you promoting this? They were telling me shit like that. Why are you promoting this violence? That's not the answer. No, it's the answer when y'all beating sisters up at the nail shop. It's the answer when you beating sisters up in the beauty supply store. Now that sister put the hand of God on your ass, now violence ain't the answer. No, violence is the only answer to violence. You dig? That sister had the spirit of Sojourner Truth in those punches. But another thing that disturbed me about the video, this sister was whooping ass when these people tried to jump her, and I saw a bunch of little old frail Negroes standing around in the fucking background. Now, that's a major problem. That's some bullshit that y'all gonna have to get up out your system. If y'all see any black person, let alone a sister, get jumped by somebody or about to get jumped. Now, she handled her own, but she should not have had to handle her own like that. I don't want to see videos of a sister getting jumped by folks and a bunch of little old moist, dainty niggas in skinny jeans and flip-flops in the back holding their camera up. That's sucker shit. Now, I don't want some people to try to say something slick, because there's some people like, yeah, these brothers ain't protecting us, because now you're not going to get off the hook, because let's see who raised those niggas. You understand? Let's look at who raised them niggas. Some of these single parent households are fuckboy factories. We're raising a generation of fuckboys out here who don't know how to stand up to nothing, because they're so used to their mama handling everything. They think a woman out here fighting everybody, well, hell, that's my mama. She's supposed to do that. You don't even know how to step in and defend. Whereas if it's any other group, if a black man's fighting a white woman or an Asian woman, everybody in that group is going to jump in. So it's up to men to really start G-checking the younger generation. That's why I always talk about the art of G-checking. We got to go back to the age where we got to G-check niggas. We got to get the older cats or the thorough dudes. You don't even have to be older, but you got to start G-checking these little bitch niggas out here. Like back in the day, if there was a fight and a sister got jumped around some brothers, and everybody knew you didn't do nothing, you would be a pariah in the black community. You would be a fucking pariah. They would be looking at you like, nigga, you didn't do nothing? Nigga, the hood would look at you real funny style. You couldn't go back to the block. They run your ass off the block. Especially if you have relatives or something. Yeah, yeah, look. Just like I remember Charlie Murphy and Eddie Murphy, they would talk about how Charlie would have to protect Eddie, because if Eddie got beat up, Charlie Murphy would get an ass whooping. His mom and dad would whoop his ass. So Charlie, he did security for Eddie for a long time, but Charlie was used to protecting Eddie from as a child, because if anything happened to Eddie, that was going to be Charlie's ass. It was like that back in the day. If you let somebody get jumped and you didn't do nothing, your relative or your friend, nigga, your parents will be on your ass. Forget about the streets. Your parents would be like, what the fuck did you do? You sat there and let your friend get beat up? Nigga, go to bed. You ain't gonna get no dinner tonight. Yeah, you couldn't let nothing like that happen. You couldn't let nobody get jumped and you stand there and not help. Especially as a fucking man. Some of this shit is pathetic. A chick getting jumped and nigga, hell, I've seen videos of white dudes jumping a brother and nigga standing around in flip-flops. You don't let that happen, let alone a sister. You simply don't let that happen. But the thing is, you got these places like The Root and all these folks, like I said, promoting this anti-hetero agenda. And we have to cast that out. This is why we got to take off the gloves with this anti-straight black man hatred. That's something we're going to... Because black men, straight black men, it's difficult enough just existing. But to have people within black society sit here and badger you and degrade you on a daily basis and demonize you. See, we're going to have to cut that out. See, it's time for us to step up to the plate and clean house. That's the reason why we can't really get our minds wrapped around taking care of these white supremacist groups out here. Because we have so many enemies within that we have to deal with. The anti-black hetero crowd, like The Root, putting out anti-straight black men stories every day. Ebony doing the same thing. You got movies from the white supremacists putting this shit out, demonizing straight black men. That's why when you look at movies, the like The Color Purple and all this shit, Wait Until Exhale, the straight black man is the most fucked up motherfucker on the planet. And the only acceptable black man is a neutered eunuch who's asexual, like the motherfucker from Star Wars. You running around bucking your eyes, Ray! Lord Jesus! Now that's an acceptable nigga. He's asexual. You don't know what that nigga like. Ass, pussy, you don't know nothing. So he's good. You understand? I mean, you get this propaganda thrown on you every single day. You, TV, movies, every single day. When you look at television shows, the reality shows, they always have the cool black gay guy that everybody loves. On all the Love and Hip Hops, there's always the black gay guy, the Housewives of Atlanta, the cool black gay guy, and all the straight black men, they're fucking up the relationships. The relationships are all dysfunctional with the straight black guys. You understand? And then you have these cheddar man wenches out here on the internet constantly badgering straight black men. You know, that's why I had to kind of check a cheddar wench. Not saying no names. I don't want no names mentioned because it's not worthy of a mention. I can mention them one time and say what I have to say. Because I don't mind these little cheddar wenches saying whatever about me. They make videos about me all the time. But this whole badgering of straight black men, this whole nonstop drumbeat of demonizing straight black men. This black, straight black men are beta males and all this so sucker shit. Enough of that. Enough of that bullshit. Enough of these toxic bedwinches out here. These toxic, ball-headed, Caillou-looking bedwinches out here. Looking like Mr. Potato Ho. Enough of that bullshit. We're not going to have that. We have to start G-checking and cleaning up a lot of the stuff that's happening out here in black society towards the black males, the straight black males. Because the thing is, understand, when it comes to revolution, the revolution always starts in the streets. You understand that? It doesn't come from the top to the bottom. It comes from the bottom to the top. And that's what these white supremacists are doing, and we have to have that mentality. You want to have a revolution against non-justice. You want to have a revolution against these white supremacist terrorists that's out here. You understand? And it starts all on the bottom. It starts in the streets. And these Adam Wappens and all these groups out here, ain't nobody going to protect us from them. We got to protect ourselves from these groups. That's the long and short of it. You have a God-given right to protect yourself. You have a God-given right to protect your mom, your sister, your sons, your children. We should not live in a society where black children can get goddamn kidnapped in broad fucking daylight and nobody's helping us. A black child can get kidnapped by white supremacist groups in broad fucking daylight and we don't have any type of quote-unquote authoritative system that's going to help us. That means it's time to help yourself. We should not live in a system where the white supremacists can roll up on a sister and her son in a car, run them off the road and smash their windows. And from what I understand, the white supremacists up there called police and admitted what they did, and they were never arrested. So these white supremacists are allowed to engage in straight up terror attacks right now. They're allowed to engage in straight up and down terror attacks, and nothing is happening to them. Nobody's doing anything to them. The so-called authorities are not going to harm these people. They're not going to really punish these people. Understand, over there in Charlottesville, one of the white supremacists, he got arrested and he got convicted because he shot a gun. It was attempted murder. He shot at a black man at the Charlottesville riots. And his charge and conviction wasn't attempted murder. His charge was shooting a gun 1,000 feet from a damn school. It's a slap on the wrist. It was a slap on the wrist charge. Thank you, everybody who's given to the Melanoid Ministries, by the way. Thank you to everybody giving to the Melanoid Ministries. Much respect to that. And you guys can also give to melanoidnation.org, by the way. Because we're putting in that work. We got to put in work and we got to get a network going in where we're going to protect ourselves. Well, it's time to stop crying. You got to understand, these white supremacists, Adam Waffen and all of these little terror cells, they have waged war. Them calling the police on you all the time, just understand you're in a warfare situation. When you go out the house, you can be targeted. That's just the long and short of it. So don't get bent out of shape. Don't get emotional, because there's nobody to be emotional to. Oh, yeah, somebody said the new Star Wars. I'm glad somebody brought that up. My man Donald Glover's in the new Star Wars. I saw some shit, speaking of the image of straight black men, in the new Star Wars movie, they said he's pansexual. What the fuck is that? That's new to me. What's pansexual? Because The Root said that. I think The Root or one of them people said that. They put out an article about my man playing Lando in the new Star Wars movie, and they said he's pansexual. So what that mean? He stick a pan in his ass? What does that mean? So they had to make his character gay too? And you telling me this ain't no damn agenda? Yeah, I just remembered I did see that. I didn't know what the hell that was. I don't even know what that's what my man Neely Fuller said. They're going to keep coming up with these sexual categories to cause further confusion. That's going to cause further confusion. Pansexual means you have sex with anything? Okay. Now remember, Billy Dee was a player back in the day. The original Lando, Billy Dee was a known player in real life. He was a player from the Himalayas, but now, you know, they got to change that image up a little bit. So again, this whole thing where they have to show the black man as non-masculine. They got to show the black man as pansexual, bisexual, trisexual, lisexual. That's an agenda. When it's happening over and over again, specifically with black men, that's an agenda. You understand? And we have a right to reject somebody trying to push an agenda towards us. This ain't about somebody just having a free lifestyle. When you're pushing an agenda, that's something else. And you have to ask yourself why. And everything, this stuff doesn't happen in a vacuum. You dig? But you watch those folks at The Root. See, these people, they think that they're smarter than everybody. I know The Root, they were talking about all the because we were clowning them. We were pointing out all the writers or most of the writers who put out articles for The Root. There's always a gay spin and an anti-straight male spin. And then one of the editors was talking about, well, all the black men up there are straight. I'm like, bullshit. There's so many stories and articles that y'all written admitting to being gay. Ain't nobody knocking you for being gay, but you guys admit it. Don't lie about it now. And they're up here playing word semantics. Well, those are just freelance writers. And it's always these niggas who think that they've outsmarted black society. That's why black people are not fucking with The Root like that. The Root is based on that talented 10th Boulay mentality, because one of the founders is Skip Gates, who's Boulay. He's a Boulay man. And the Boulay, that's that W.B. Du Bois, talented 10th. It's like it's a small group of us black folks. We're the smartest ones of black society. So we should be the decision makers, because we're the smartest. We're that talented 10th. So we know more than the rest of the Negroes. And that's that mentality with The Root. They think, well, we have close proximity to Zaddy, so we're a little smarter than all the other Negroes. They're just not as smart as us. We can think over their heads. They believe that. They think that they're the smart ones and everybody else is stupid as shit. Because one of the writers on there, he said something slick about black society. He was talking about me, because I played a video where he was one of the so-called straight writers. He did a video a couple of years ago talking about he hadn't dated a woman in 15 years. And he's supposed to be straight, and he put out a tweet like, oh yeah, Tariq, he's implying that I'm gay, and all of his followers, they see black folks love conspiracies. That's why his followers are gullible. Like, he's the smart one. Nigga, everybody ain't dumb, nigga. Y'all sitting up here talking about y'all ain't dated women in years, and we supposed to believe you straight? Get the fuck out of here. People ain't dumb. Y'all niggas ain't pulling the wool over everybody's eyes. Every black person ain't dumb. We see that the root and all the affiliates, there's an agenda. We're not dumb. And that's the problem with a lot of these Negroes. They think that they're smarter than every damn body, and then they start talking down on black folks. You notice bed wenches and bed bucks and coons, they do that, this whole thing where they want to talk down on black society. Cheddar wenches, when they get around Zaddy, they get around Zaddy and they think, well, y'all beta males, y'all beneath me. I kick it with Zaddy, so I'm better than y'all. And I go get my lawyer. One of the cheddar wench was talking about she gonna get a lawyer because I said her ass looked like Cheddar Man. Fuck you, get your lawyer. Your non-existent lawyer. See, that's basically her saying, I'm gonna tell Zaddy on you. That Zaddy don't scare me. Using that, I'm gonna tell Zaddy on you, that shit don't scare me. That's all that means. I'm gonna get white Zaddy on you for talking about me. Fuck out of here. That don't scare me. It might scare some little bum niggas you fucking with. That don't scare me. You understand? But it's that mentality where because they have access to Zaddy's dick in their mouths, they think that they're smarter than the rest of black society and they can talk down to black society. And that's where you lose. You talk to black folks like they're dumb. And you gotta have enough respect for black society to talk real. Real recognizes real. You dig? Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Everybody, look, y'all want to put some on the Melanoid Ministries, even when I'm off air, go to melanoidnation.org. And we need some more writers for Melanoid Nation. We got to get real tight with the writers. We need some real good writers, some interns, some volunteers to start submitting stories to the site. I need some good writers. Because we need to start creating and controlling the media narrative on a daily basis. It's very important for us to do that. And I can't do it all on my own. I try my best. I go after these white supremacists daily. But I do need help. I do need other folks to step up to the plate. And we do this thing together. I don't want to be the only one out here just really out here swinging. You understand? We need more writers. We need people who can get stories out there. We need to get this media thing tightened because we got propagandists out here. We got the roots out here, the griots, and well, the griot, they trying to change their tune a little bit. But we got the Madame Noirs and all of these bed wenches and bed bucks out here trying to speak for black society. We need to be out here telling the truth and controlling the narrative. The mainstream media, they're downplaying these white supremacist attacks. We need to let people know what's up. My writers, y'all email me info@tariqalit.com. info@tariqalit.com. That's my email. Serious people only. I need serious people who are going to be consistent. Serious people who are going to be consistent. And you know how to write. Please know how to write. Don't send me some shit where you done did on a speaking spell and the spelling is fucked up and the, you know, no. I need people with a little experience. All right? info@tariqalit.com. Yeah, we got the lipstick alleys, all these folks out here. So we got to be on top of our game, family. Okay, I'm about to be out. I'm going to holler at you guys this Sunday on the live stream. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to go to 1804movie.com and hiddencolorsfilm.com. You guys be good. Have a